You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com.
Together we can do great things.
Internet Talk Radio. Time for more Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Deborah Wright.
Welcome back to Becoming Thin Within. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, we have a couple really interesting guests today. You know, this whole month, the month of September, we're talking about talking to your teen about weight issues, food issues, and to help you so that if there are issues, how to get around them. If there aren't issues, how to make sure they don't become
right.
issues.
And I think the number one thing people listening should take away is that it's not necessarily a food issue.
Right.
The issue is not the food.
Yeah.
It's why are you going to the food?
Yeah. What's going on the inside? And both of their approaches, when you think about Abby and then you think about Renee, they both now, they come from different places.
Because right.
Abby was the child who her grandmother said, well, you can't visit until you lose 10 pounds. And then she went to fat camp and then she saw what was going on there. And so she was coming from the child's perspective, and Renee works with the mothers.
Right.
On the other side. But they both said that the parents, the mother, in particular, we're talking about mothers, but this goes for fathers as well.
Right.
If there are issues, that they have to make sure that they're in a good place first.
Right.
Because you can't
model.
And
I think it's really hard when you are a parent that is naturally thin.
Yeah.
And then you have an overweight child. I have a friend with this situation, and she really doesn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And because she is healthy. She does eat healthy. She's taken her child to the doctor. So it's a little frustrating for her. And I see her struggle with it. And I see the little girl, and it's sad. And it's kind of upsetting, and you don't really know what to tell people.
Yeah.
Because already, if you're overweight as a kid, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be told.
Yeah, well, their friends are telling them,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not friends, but
right.
They know, and they see the magazines.
Of course.
They see the TV, they see who's beautiful and popular and everybody loves.
Right.
And it's usually, like Abby was saying, be thin, beautiful
mm-hmm.
people. That always goes together, thin and beautiful.
Right.
I love getting the two different approaches, but that both of them said the same thing, that mom has to. First and foremost, mom has to be able to model that behavior. If she's off in the corner eating ho-hos and cupcakes.
Right.
And then down in a pizza and says, eat your broccoli. That's not going to happen. That's not going to work. Doesn't mean you're a bad mom. It means you need to take care of your issues first.
Right.
And then model that. Which means that sometimes, yeah, we're going to sit down and have pizza. Sometimes, for birthdays, we're going to have cupcakes.
Right.
That's okay, but it's not making the food an issue at all. Because if you see both sides where it's extremely restrictive, you can't have that, you can't have that, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in a vacuum, they're in this house that's so sterile and void of any kind of sugar. The minute they have their first birthday party at school, it's like, sugar!
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. And then they just seek it out and they get it just elsewhere. And then as soon as they can buy their own, they're buying their own.
Right. And they think, oh, I can't ever have this. And so this is freedom.
Right.
Right? Being out on my own and eating sugar is freedom.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I'm being reckless. I'm making my own choices, and I get to...
Yes.
This is fun for me, and no one's controlling me.
Yeah, and that's not the message you want to send. However,
no.
You want to have a healthy environment, obviously. I'm not saying, okay, bring in the ho-hos, bring in
right.
the... Company.
Right,
you want to have a healthy environment. But even a healthy environment might have some ice cream. We're not going to have
yes.
ice cream every day.
Right.
We're not going to have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We may even forget the ice cream is there for a couple of days and
mm-hmm.
then go, oh, that's right, as I'm getting the broccoli out. We have ice cream. Maybe we'll have some for dinner. That's a healthy relationship with
right.
food.
Right.
And then, okay, you know what? We're too tired to make dinner. Let's order pizza.
Right.
But we're not eating pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're not just dying to have that pizza. It's, you know, I realize we haven't had pizza in a while. Sure, let's have some. So you've got that available. It's not a sterile environment with regard to the food, but at the same time, it's not just a free-for-all. I mean, when they
right.
when you tell the kids Sure, yeah, you can have a snack. They need to have those healthy options available. And Annabelle has her own shelf in the pantry. So when she says, Mommy, I'm hungry, then I go, okay, well, first what I try to do, and this is something that, you know, when I talk to my clients who are parents, I tell them, we want to try to make it the children's choice, just like Abby was saying, as much as possible. We want to try to make it their choice, but we want to encourage them and help them make the right choice.
Right. So her drawer is good of good choices.
Yeah. Now she has. There are some things that are once a day only.
Right.
Because they're okay. They're kind of borderline, but they're not something we're going to eat all day long. So she knows I can have this, but I can only have one a day. And then there are other things she can have anytime. She can
right.
have corn, or she can have the real fruit
right.
smushin'. She calls her healthy Twizzler, which is an all-natural organic fruit twist. And so, you know, she has that. Of course, there's other dried fruit, and then there are foods in the refrigerator. We sometimes, I'll get one of those vegetable trays. I much prefer buying vegetable trays already made up. That's what I use for my veggies.
Yeah.
Because I don't like cleaning vegetables, and there's so much. By the time you get... you know, a bunch of broccoli, cauliflower, celery, and carrots, we're not going to eat it fast enough.
Right.
So I might as well spend the extra money to get one of those little trays that you can get at Kroger.
Yeah.
It's already cleaned, and we have veggie snacks. So we'll just stand there.
And I love those, and this might not be the healthiest choice how to cook your vegetables, but I love those steam in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Steam in the bag
quick
in the microwave.
Easy.
Quick and easy, healthy.
Yes. Yeah.
All the nutrients remains in it.
And then there you have a quick snack, something to eat. And that's something what's interesting, because though we have this veggie snack, she doesn't like cooked broccoli. She prefers it raw.
Nice.
Which, I mean, for me at 4 years old, you couldn't force broccoli down
no,
my throat.
No, especially raw.
Especially raw. I was still eating cooked broccoli at 25 years old. You
right.
don't make me eat that raw
right.
stuff.
Right.
She, Mommy, I don't like that mushy stuff. And she prefers that, which is, that's fine. And so we try to eat it fresh as much as possible, which I absolutely love. But when she doesn't want something, it's not about forcing. We try to help her understand what's good heart food.
Right.
What's bad heart food. And what's not necessarily good or bad. Just something we have every once in a while.
In my house, we call it growing food because my little one is little.
Yes.
And so we call it growing food. That won't help you grow. That will.
That will. Yeah.
You know, and we too have the drawer, the goodie drawer.
Yeah.
And there's junk in there, but that is like a snack, maybe after school,
right.
one time.
Yeah.
Then after that, they know they have to make a healthy choice.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that in school now, they're starting to learn what healthy choices are.
Yeah.
So they already know. They know, too.
They do. That's right. But then it's a lot of times the snacks, they've got vending machines at school.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there going, oh.
Well, I have a question for you for this, because my little one will negotiate and argue, and she'll eat a meal and then go, can I have a snack?
Uh-huh.
You just had dinner. We do. I mean, our goodie drawer has become a problem now.
Oh, yeah.
Because she will argue and debate and try to negotiate getting another not-so-good choice snack.
Yeah. Well,
then I feel like I'm controlling it.
Yeah, and at that age, that is extremely normal, because what she has control over is what she puts in her mouth. She can't decide not to go to school.
Right.
You know, she can't wake up in the morning and say, you know, yeah, I'm not going to do that today. She can't decide I'm not going to clean up my toys. There are a lot of things. She can't decide I'm not going to go to the bathroom. I mean, eventually it's coming out.
Right.
There are a lot of things she does not have control over.
Mm-hmm.
Food is one, and that becomes that battleground. And that's why when you put it in as much as you can, make it their choice. But really, let her, because we talk about getting to know your signals, understanding your body. Am I hungry? Am I not hungry? Why do I want this right now?
Right.
She's not eating because she's hungry, and we
no,
know that.
No.
And that's when, like with Annabelle, just the other day, and I wrote this in this week's article, she comes out with, oh, I need this food, Mommy, to calm down. Thinking,
ooh.
Where did this come from?
Right.
And so in that very moment, of course, instead of, oh no, you don't eat that food to calm down, you know, that's, I just said, well, sweetie, if you need to calm down, we should go sit down and talk about what's going on.
Right.
We don't want to eat over that because then we won't understand what's going on. And so with your daughter, that might be something in that moment you can address. Well, are you hungry? Well, no. I mean, if you're not hungry, let's figure out what's going on.
She always says yes.
Well, then if she says yes.
She's hungry. And I don't believe her. You just had a meal. You shouldn't, you know. So one of my friends said, well, maybe you should take her to a doctor. Maybe she's not digesting her food properly. Because she really, she'll eat a meal and go, I don't like that meal. I'm full. And then in 2 minutes later say, I want a snack.
Then you know it's not that she's hungry.
Right.
Now, obviously there are some cases where there is a medical intervention is needed.
Right.
But this is not one of those cases. You know, she's saying, I'm full. I don't want any more of this stuff. Now I'm hungry. Then basically when my clients are starting out and they don't know those signals or they're fighting them.
Right.
Then I always say, okay, well, let's look at about a 2 hour time period. If you've eaten and you're not hungry anymore, then look at not eating again for another couple of hours. So then you look at the drawer and you say, you know what? It's okay. That's food that we can have every once in a while. But since you just ate, we don't want to pile stuff on top of that because you won't digest properly.
Right.
And I want you to be able to enjoy it. So let's wait a couple of hours. We'll come back to the drawer. We'll pick out a treat.
Yeah.
And then at that point, she's thinking about, number one, I'm not hungry. And that you've got to open that dialogue.
Right.
She's got to be thinking about it too.
Right.
About hunger. And you might even ask her, well, what does hungry feel like? So you can hear from her. Do you know when you have food in your stomach that it needs to digest? It needs that time to digest. And what does hunger feel like? What does being full feel like? And do you know that? Because if not, then what she's doing is, I don't know those feelings.
Right.
So
that's a good way to put it. I haven't thought about that one. Yeah. I do the 2 hour rule with her, but then she's obsessed with the clock.
Yeah. And so then that's when you get her distracted in some other activity that makes her feel good about herself and what she's doing. But you want to make sure she knows what, because a lot of times we just will randomly tell them, well, no, you can't be hungry. Are you hungry? But they don't even know what that feels like necessarily. So they have to know what hunger feels like and what being full feels like. And so when you know she's had something when she's satisfied, that's when you start talking about that. Well, what does it feel like to you now? What does it feel to be satisfied, to not be hungry anymore? And then
that's a good way to put it.
And that way, then when she starts to go, then you can say, well, you know, why don't we sit down and talk? Because I know you just finished and you said, Mommy, I'm full. And I know that you know what that means.
Right.
So we don't want the food because we need to eat. We want the food for another reason. And I want to make sure that you know that no matter what's going on, you can talk to me. And then you're helping her figure out what's going on. Because we learn, just like with the article, we learn very early on to start using food for emotional reasons.
Oh, yeah, and I worry about that with her.
Yeah.
And as a mom, I had one child that ate only when she was hungry.
Yeah.
Really, like, no, I'm not, you know, just doesn't even think about food.
Yeah.
And this one thinks about it 24/7.
Yeah.
So as a mom, and in my profession that I'm in,
right?
Of course I worry about it. And
sure.
I was like, what am I doing and what should I do? And even when you are a good example,
yes,
you might have a child that is craving for a different reason.
Right. Well, and she's having her own issues at school. I mean, just like what I said with Annabelle, I have never said, well, you need to calm down, so here, have a ho-ho, here, have a, you know, eat some chips. But she got that. They're going to get it elsewhere.
Yes.
But what you're doing is you're taking the focus off the drawer, you're taking the focus off the food, and you're putting it on her.
Right.
Putting on her feelings, her emotions. Is she hungry? Is she not hungry? Look at me. Let's talk. Let's figure out what's going on.
Okay.
So you're not fighting over the food anymore. The food is not even in play anymore.
Right. The food and the clock won't be in play.
Yeah,
it'll be more about, I'm going to report back.
Good.
Because I do feel like I'm a mom struggling with this
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes do say, you're not hungry.
Yeah.
And then I know that's the wrong thing to say, but I actually get frustrated.
Yeah. And she's saying, you can't tell me what I am and what I'm not.
I know, but I am. I will have a cheese stick. I will have a healthy, how about an apple? You know, she like starts negotiating.
Yeah.
I'm a little at a loss.
And so that talk has to come before the negotiation. Sometime when you're both just really calm and you're hanging out, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. What do you think it feels like to be hungry when the food's not even an issue?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So that you're not in the middle of a negotiation trying to make her see.
Right.
And it's some other time. But you talk about it too. How do I feel when I'm hungry? How do I feel when I'm full? And I know that this is not good heart food, and I want to make sure I get good heart food. But, you know, we are going to have so much more.
I love
to talk
this month's
about.
Topic this because is, this is, it, it's actually for me and in the field that I work in.
This
helps me with my little ones.
We've got a lot of experts coming up the rest of this month who are going to help us talk to our mothers, talk to our parents or our fathers. How do I deal with weight? How do I deal with my children? What do I say to them? So just stay tuned. Continue to come back every Thursday, 11 a.m. Central Time. We will be here. This month we are talking about how to talk to your children. Thank you for joining us today on Becoming Thin Within. I hope you've been able to take away some inspiration to go out and make a change in your and your family's life. Just remember, you're getting better every day. This has been Deborah Wright with Robin. See you next time on TalkZone.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. Visit her website at becomingthinwithin.com and join us every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 9 p.m. Pacific for more inspiration from Becoming Thin Within right here on TalkZone.com.
Is facing the same old boring gym or Stairmaster day after day keeping you from reaching your fitness goals? And listen up, because Velocity Sports Performance has everything for everybody in the family and is the ultimate training facility that offers you a chance to be taught by world-class performance coaches who have worked with professionals and Olympic-level athletes. You'll be training at the same place the professionals do, or maybe even next to one. Whether you want to improve your game or join a boot camp to lose some weight and tone up, this is your answer. No boring treadmill day after day here, and no two sessions are alike. Velocity also offers training programs for anyone and everyone, regardless of age, gender, skill level, or athletic or fitness goals. Their core programs are designed for youth, middle school, high school, and elite athletes, as well as adults and teens. Training in small groups ensures maximum one-on-one attention. Call 615-661-8771. That's 615-661-8771. Or go to velocitysp.com/coolspring. That's velocitysp.com/coolspring to get your tour and start your free trial today.
What's the point?
Point 3 Media is a boutique advertising and production company that actually listens to its clients first. Then we go to work, developing the right message and media strategy.
From concept to completion, we're driven to deliver smart creative that not only looks good, but hits the target and sells the message.
Our clients count on us to not only do our homework, to research and understand their marketing and advertising needs. They count on us to come with good ideas and then execute those ideas. And that's exactly what we do.
Otherwise, what's the point? Original concepts, script writing, graphic design, campaign themes, original music, on-camera talent, animated characters, landscapes, and logos in 2 and 3D, live action film and video, media planning and placement, and an attitude that defies convention and says, yeah, we can make that happen. Point 3 Media is at your service.
Interested? Learn more about how we can brand your business at point3media.com.